about the state's effort, and of course the fact that it really did win.
Yeah, well, I think I've mentioned before the game, after the last game, that, you know, when we kind of formulaically play in a way that really fits us, you know, there's a lot of ways to play for our team. And I mentioned before, we want to reward them for that. And some of that, you know, you play in OKC on the road, without a few guys, but we play that way. And, you know, when I say that, it begins with, you know, we defend and defense rebound, we get a chance to get out and play on the floor. If we don't foul, well, that's really important, because now we're playing against a pretty good half-court defense. You know, we take care of the ball, and move the ball, make the right play for each other. I think if we continue to do that, we'll be a solid team. We can be really competitive. But when we don't, the reverse is true. You know, so our margin, is not great. That's okay, but we just have to know that that's what it is, and just embrace that. Embrace those teams. So seeing us do those things is what I like about the game, and I also like that we did get rewarded for them. So it's affirming.
Coach, I believe you all were plus 28 in the paint. You gotta love the way that your guys attack the basket. It's a big man that you're really familiar with in Rico being that proud of you guys today.
Yeah, us getting in the paint, it doesn't necessarily mean we have to get all the way to the rim. You know, I think we can. And if it's there, that's what we want. When it's not there, having our eyes out and our spacing is so important for that. So it's not just points in the paint for us. I think it's breaking the paint. That can give us an advantage offensively.
Coach Jalen Johnson really seemed locked in offensively. He also made some plays defensively on both sides of the ball. What did you see from him tonight?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, because I think, his unselfishness, his decision making, his ball handling in transition, there's a lot of things that he does offensively, but what he did tonight defensively to me is as significant or more than what he's given us offensively. I don't take it for granted offensively. But I think his focus was as good as it's been. And particularly, with the matchup in Randall, it's not an easy matchup. So all those details, and he's embracing them. And, I think the more that, the more important that he continues to make those things, the more they can become his habits.
Coach, to hold Minnesota, it's just 102 points and all of the different defenses and adjustments you all were making to just slow them down and contain them. What would you say impressed you the most about the way all five guys on the court were playing defense together and all the rotations they showed?
Well, it started, I think we had an urgency to get back in transition. Edwards is so good attacking space, and no one guy can guard him. I thought we did. It's been a big point of emphasis, just us shifting and being less man conscious in the half court, in isolation situations. We didn't do that a couple times with post ups, but same idea where we got to defend with all five guys. It's not any one guy. And that said, there's always a moment where somebody needs to guard the ball, that we can't overhelp. But we were more disciplined, both in our shifts to give help and then also drifting out to shooters. That's again, that we just got to keep doing it so that we can become who we are, not as opposed to what we did on a given night.
You talk about what you saw from Porzingis. Obviously, came out shooting the same shot ball.
Yeah, he's been, really wanting to help, and he's stayed connected to the team, which I think is a real credit to him. And I think that's one of the reasons that know, it was seamless in a sense. And, you know, what he gives us, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, both with his range, you know, for spacing, we talked about guys getting in the paint, you know, I think some of that, he impacts that, you know, like OS too, stretching the floor. And then I thought, you know, thought he was really good defensively, you know, jumping out and showing on Edwards and getting back. You know, you could tell he made a real commitment to that. You know, so it's good to have him back, and I know he's excited to be back, and he had a real impact tonight.
Coach Tyson had 9 assists tonight. Just what you see from his ability to not only collapse the paint, but just how he was able to kind of keep the ball moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great example of breaking the paint, you know, and they cross matched, and I thought, you know, with Rudy on early, you know, I thought he did a really good job of, you know, getting in there, but then also having his eyes out and finding people. And then he had his opportunities, you know, that he does in transition. Really good game in a lot of ways for him, but even, I think most importantly, his reads, he wasn't getting too deep. Where he, you know, some of those passing lanes disappeared, he was making a play early. It was good to see.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.